The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Be sure and visit our website, 945theanswer.com. While you're there, just click on the banner, Become an Answer Insider, and download our mobile app. Just text the keyword iPhone or Android to the Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405, and you can listen to your favorite talk radio station anywhere in the world, which I suspect is how Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt is listening this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I tell you, what a trip. I got to do and see some things this time. This was my third trip to Israel, and every time I learned something, but this was probably the most amazing one. I got to see the new embassy, which was quite the treat.
Oh, wonderful.
And I got to go underground to some new areas. They call it the Pilgrimage Road. And with 100% certainty, they know that Jesus walked on these very stones that we were walking as he went up to the Temple Mount. So it's not open to the public yet, and it's just amazing how they're able to excavate this. What a trip it was.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I hope to do that one day. I have not been to Israel, but I'm excited to get there one day.
All right, well, we do this every 2 years, okay? So let's go ahead and let's start planning for you to join the 94.5 The Answer listeners in 2 years for our next Stand With Israel tour.
I would love that.
We had 615 from all around the country, listeners of the Mike Gallagher Show, the Dennis Prager Show. I think we ended up with 21 from here in the upstate of South Carolina. So we had a nice little delegation from here, but what a trip it is, and it's just amazing to see these things that we've all read about and learned about in our Bible study and in church for all these years.
Well, I think that would be amazing. I'm putting that on my calendar, Joey.
All right, we're going to do that for sure. All right, so you're in our nation's capital today, right?
I am. I got here yesterday. I was asked to participate in the Hunt Keene Institute, which was developed by two former governors, Governor Hunt, Governor Keene, all focusing on education and early childhood education. And so it's been very informative, because I know education is a big topic, and it's something that we want to make sure that we move the needle on a lot in South Carolina.
And today I understand that you're going to be visiting a charter school. Is that right?
Yes, we are. We're actually... I'm actually waiting to do that here when I get off the radio with you. But, you know, the information, it kind of goes back to what I've been hearing since I took office and started really looking into early childhood education, is that we get more results making sure, you know, it's all this new study that from birth to kindergarten, really birth to 4K, our kids learn more than they do at any other point in their life. And that for every dollar we invest in that early childhood education, the ROI is 17%.
Wow.
It's the best investment we can make. And this is kind of like the science behind it. And they bring experts in from like all over the country to talk about it. So I'm learning a lot of great things to bring back to South Carolina. But we are, you know, that is our big focus. You know, we have to get our kids educated, because all the other things we do pales in comparison to making sure we have a workforce that's ready, and we have all the ingredients. We just need to get the right mix so that we can move forward.
Sure. And this is a top priority that you and Governor Henry McMaster have made. I know the governor this week talked about, you know, some teacher pay increases. You guys have made education a priority here in our state.
And it needs to be. And, you know, and I say it all the time, and I know you've heard me say it. It's not all about money. We have to get teacher pay up, because we need to keep the best and brightest teachers here for our students in South Carolina. And so the governor's done an amazing job with that. But we also talk about the fact that it's not about money. We're 25th of what we put into per child in the classroom in the nation, and we're 50th on outcome. So it's not strictly throwing money at this problem when it comes to in the classroom, right? We have to make sure we have reform. And everywhere I go where you have experts speaking and other lieutenant governors that have had great success in their schools and their school districts, we have to focus on reading. Reading is the key, and I've heard it from every expert yesterday, 7 hours of hearing from experts, and it's all about reading. We have to read to our kids from the day they're born. We have to get them reading, and we have to make sure that by third grade they're reading. And that's what they're saying. It sounds basic, and we have to get back to it. We got to put a huge emphasis on reading.
Yep. All right, Lieutenant Governor, I just got a text message from Chief in Lawrence. He says, my goodness, she is smart. We need more just like her all over the country.
Well,
you've got a fan down in Lawrence.
I got a fan. I know. I love that. So thank you to him. And I'm working really hard. I want to work just as hard as the people of South Carolina do. And so I'm learning every day, and I'm making sure I'm listening all the time.
Yeah.
Please, when people have things they want me to know about or see, or good things or things they need help with, Joey, I say it all over, and I know you know this, please reach out to me, reach out to my office. I there's a great team in the governor's office, and
yes,
the governor talks about all the time, and I echo that, is that we want to collaborate, we want to listen, and we want to make sure that we have an open door policy for people to come and have access to us and let us help you with what you need. That's why you elected us.
Yep. And I've got to say, Lieutenant Governor, and I've been around a long time, longer than sometimes I want to admit, this administration, you and Governor Henry McMaster, is probably has the best open door policy of any governor and Lieutenant Governor that I've ever seen.
Well, thank you so much, Joey. And we're going to keep doing that. There's still a lot of work to be done, but, you know, there's so many good things going on in South Carolina, so many good things. That's what we need to focus on. We need to change things that we know we have problems with, and we're doing that, you know. But it took a long time to get here. We just have to think of the best way to move us forward in a positive direction, and I think we're doing that. We're
yep,
making great strides, and I keep hearing it over and over again, so. So thank you, and thanks for having me on so I can tell people about all the good things that are going on. Because I said it yesterday. I said we have so many great programs in our state. We have so many good things going on. The problem is most people don't know about them.
Yep, yep. Well, and that's what we do on Thursdays, on Thankful Thursday. We talk about our blessings. We talk about the positive things because it's just so easy as we have all of this chaos around us. It's so easy sometimes to get trapped in that and to only think about, what we're hearing, what the headlines are telling us. We've got a lot to be thankful for. And I want to say, too, I appreciate you coming by Tommy's Ham House the other week as we kicked off our Red Kettle campaign. You made a contribution to our Red Kettle. You know, I had a goal to raise $18,000. Guess where I am right now, Lieutenant Governor?
Are you at 18?
I am at 25.
I'm so proud of you, Joey.
Can you believe that? And tomorrow we're going to be in Greenwood at Fat Daddy's Barbecue. Representative John McCravey is offering a free breakfast for anyone who comes by to make a contribution. Next week we're going to be over in Spartanburg at Eggs Up Grill. We're going to be in Anderson next week at Mama Penn's. And then we're going to wrap the week up next Friday up in Hendersonville. At Fireside and what's it called, Tommy? Fireside and Pancakes. Yes. And so we still have, we still have a lot of activity. So I have reset that goal to at least 30,000, if not more, because the Salvation Army, they're just doing so much good in our communities.
Well, Joey, I was there when they did the kickoff for the Red Kettle campaign, and I learned so much. Basically that campaign is not just for Christmas. That's what really kicks them off through the whole year, that does great things like with what I'm here learning about and is reading. You know, they do reading camps, they do mentoring, they do all kinds of things. And so far beyond, making Christmas for needy families and needy children, this is what they need to go through the whole year. So yeah, it's not like they're just trying to collect a little bit. So dig deep. We try to make it at the Evett House kind of a rule that if we walk past whatever we have in our pocket, you know, yep. if it's a dollar, if it's $5, $10, we throw it in because it's a great thing and they're doing great things for people all around our state.
Sure. Yeah. I know that you have a meeting at 8:30. I don't want to hold you up. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, always good to talk with you on Thankful Thursday. Be safe as you travel back to South Carolina. Look forward to speaking with you again next week.
I will, Joey. Thanks so much. And thanks to all your listeners. I hope you guys have a great closing of the week.
All right. Sure thing. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett, another text says the Lieutenant Governor is very bright. She hits the nail on the head. Money will not solve all the problems in the classroom. Parental involvement and parental accountability has to be a priority for our kids. And you're right. You hit the nail on the head, too. It's 831 here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.